It's time.
Yo, dude.
For the Greasy Report.
Oh my God, I love Joe.
Greasy Report.
That's my boy.
With Joe Claire.
Yo!
You show is ugly.
It's time for the Greasy Reports with Joe Claire on the Frank Ski Show.
Today's Greasy Report is brought to you by the all-black version of William Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream, called Turn Up the AC, I'm Trying to Sleep. In Crime Pays news, my peoples over at BET are gunning to air a Chris Brown reality show, and they've already held focus groups to find out if viewers will flock to their sets or stay away. Multiple sources familiar with the situation tell TMZ that BET has made it clear to several production companies the network would absolutely air a Chris Brown reality series chronicling his life after jail. I can't wait to see this. What has Chris Brown learned how to do since being incarcerated? Well, let's see. Making grilled cheese sandwiches with a light bulb. How to get a conjugal visit in the general waiting room area. How to get goods and services shipped in through what they call penitentiary UPS. What can Brown really do for you? How to make toilet water drinkable. The proper way to use soap on a rope, and how to get that platinum blonde look on an inmate's budget. The secret is in the Kool-Aid. I know one thing, if they give Chris Brown a reality show, the ratings amongst the thought population alone will guarantee 8 to 10 seasons of post-incarceration hijinks. This is an Emmy Award just waiting to happen. In related news, Rihanna's forehead has gone back to its original size and will be showing Instagram movies at a local drive-in near you. In There's Only One Whitney news, the Lifetime Network seems to be one huge nest of controversy these days. In addition to receiving backlash over their forthcoming Aaliyah biopic, or is that biopic? I say biopic. They're also facing quite a bit of criticism regarding their film about the life of iconic singer Whitney Houston. The film's director, Academy Award-nominated actress Angela Bassett, recently spoke to Entertainment Weekly about all of the hoopla, and she says she's not really affected by the negative things being said or written about the project. In a statement released to us here at the Cleese Report, Angela Bassett said,
"Child boo." I ain't thinking about what they got to say. Bobby Christina talking about she want to play Whitney. She is not an actress. She's not even a waitress. I told her she should have stayed in acting class instead of chasing around that little no good husband. Whoever the person is, the person that you came to the funeral with. I told her you were supposed to leave him alone when he got beat up at your family reunion. No disrespect, but I ain't about to let that little girl mess up my relationship with the Lifetime Network. Hell, didn't she walk out the house with 2 pairs of shoes on? That girl crazy, looking like her daddy all in the mouth. Listen, fix that gap, little girl, and go to class.
You're sitting on the couch, you're watching TV, and your life is passing you by. You keep procrastinating over and over. Well, maybe I'll go to school next year, maybe next semester. No, do it right now.
Hey, that's the Cleese Report, and I am off to happy hour.
It's the Cleese Report. Greasy Reports with Joe Claire on the Frank Ski Show.
On a station that sounds like Washington.
WHUR.